The King County Office of Law Enforcement Oversight has struggled to get off the ground. Its job is to review all complaints regarding the sheriff's office, everything from excessive force to workplace harassment, and to sign off that investigations were done properly. But staffers say that in the past, they've had to let many cases slide. As KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel explains, this year, things are supposed to get better.
The King County Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, known as OLEO, has only had interim directors for the last year and a half. There are currently three finalists to take the helm. They recently spoke at a public meeting in White Center, south of Seattle.
I don't think that this role is about catching more police misconduct in King County. I think it's about building trust with the community. It's about having the community's perspective included in the conversation.
Create that foundation, create that team, create that trust and respect, because we have to respect the hard job that law enforcement has to do as they protect and serve, and the system isn't broken.
The community has voted. It was passed on the November 3rd ballot that you want more oversight. That doesn't mean being an antagonist day in and day out to the police, but it does mean doing your job.
Those finalists are Deborah Jacobs, formerly with the ACLU, Quinetta West of Catholic Housing Services, and civil rights attorney Tina Dixon. Jacobs says whoever gets this job will have to reboot and rebuild the county's oversight effort. An audit last year found it lacks independence, authority, and access to information. Jacobs says she would not have sought this job if voters hadn't approved new powers for the office last November. King County Councilmember Larry Gossett is in charge of implementing that charter amendment. He says he wants to spell out what the office can do.
We need to clarify all of that. And when citizens have specific complaints or when there are real conflict between police officers and individual or groups of citizens, how is it going to be more properly and fairly investigated?
We need a system that's accepted by the officers and accepted by the public. Both of them have to have buy-in.
That's King County Sheriff John Urquhart. He says the new powers for the Civilian Oversight Office are only symbolic unless the police guilds agree to them through collective bargaining. But Urquhart says even in its current form, OLEO reviewers are asking helpful questions.
And then we explain, or we'll say, no, that's a good idea. Yeah, we should have done that. In fact, we had that conversation with the OLEO director today, and she was absolutely right. We have never said, no, we're not going to do that. We could, but we've never done it. They've always been good suggestions.
But OLEO staff say the five-day window to review completed investigations is causing cases to fall through the cracks. The office's interim director, Cheryl Broom, was only appointed recently, but she notes that last year, the office had to let over 100 cases go without review because the 5 days had elapsed.
We don't know exactly how they came up with the 5 days when they adopted the ordinance, so I don't want to call it arbitrary, and I think it's working, but we've kind of had to work around it.
King County Councilmember Larry Gossett says the five-day deadline is unrealistic, and he's committed to changing it. Meanwhile, the man at the center of OLEO's first tumultuous years says he's trying to reclaim his reputation. Charles Gaither resigned in September 2014 amid accusations of mismanagement. One of his employees obtained a protection order against him. Now living in L.A., Gaither says with that court order in place, he would be unable to work in law enforcement.
It's very damaging. You can't have anything like that stand and expect to find a job. I mean, your integrity, everything about you professionally is a wash.
Last November, Gaither represented himself in King County District Court and argued successfully to have the order terminated. He says he's hopeful and grateful now that it's no longer in place. The employee, Tess Malarkey, declined to comment, saying she could face a lawsuit from Gaither. Gaither says there were inherent problems in the way the oversight office was set up, which he hopes the charter amendment will fix.
The office is charged with overseeing the sheriff's office, but yet the sheriff's office is in a position to dictate the extent of the oversight. You know, it doesn't allow you to really call a spade, or to hold anyone accountable. So, you know, it's an inherently flawed system.
Larry Gossett agrees with some of Gaither's points about the setup of the office, saying culpability went all the way around in terms of its rocky beginnings. He hopes Gaither's recent court victory will help Gaither get a new start in life, and the charter amendment will bring new accountability on all sides. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.